fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to another Sunday. Going a little early this week because the London games are back. That's right. We have a game that is kicking off in about 18 minutes from London, and it is a good one. So today I'm doing a complete week five preview. That includes my games of the week. I'll have some sit start recommendations, and I'll finish up as per usual with my look at picks against the spread. But first, let's talk a little Thursday. The Thursday night game was another good divisional matchup. This one featuring the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it definitely went down right to the wire. In fact, going to overtime, where we finally saw Kirk Cousins get into the form I think we thought we could see there. Great game for Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Darnell Mooney. That was all great. Over 500 yards passing for Kirk Cousins, set a new single game record for the Atlanta Falcons on a night when they entered Matt Ryan into their ring of fame. They get the 36-30 victory, so a pretty big one there. Once again, a lot of injuries this week, plus four teams on a bye. We have the Titans off, the Chargers off, the Eagles off, and the Detroit Lions off. That combined with a lot of injuries has wreaked a lot of havoc on lineup options, particularly at running back. You're missing both the Lions running backs and Saquon Barkley. Jonathan Taylor now ruled out with injury, so you need to get on those lineups. I had to make some grim choices too, so it is not going to be a fun week for some of these positions. Also of note, Christian Watson is out due to injury. Now, Romeo Doubs was suspended yesterday for one game. That certainly will bear watching. Still waiting to see what the trade results will be with Devontae Adams. Talks are heating up, but he is not playing this week in Denver, so that is good news for the Broncos. Not good news if you roster him. Well, let's dive in and look at a packed slate for games of the week. As I mentioned, there is a London game this week, and that, of course, means that we have four windows of football this weekend. First up is the London game in my list of games of the week, and it is a great matchup. The 2-2 New York Jets battling the 4-0 Minnesota Vikings. Before the start of the season, I wasn't sure what this matchup would bring, but the Vikings have been one of the hottest teams in the NFL. I think they might stay that way. This is a pretty good matchup for the first of three consecutive London weeks. The Jets coming off of a dreadful 10-9 loss to the Broncos. We'll be looking to get some offense going. Can they do it? And we'll be looking to see how some of these other teams manage to get going, how some of the players manage to get going on the Vikings. Some people are sitting Sam Darnold this week, but he's been QB7. I still like him, but I'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment. Of the early window games on Sunday, the game that I am most locked in on is the 2-2 Baltimore Ravens at the 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals. I still think these could be the best two teams in the AFC North. They are clashing. This is kind of a must-win game for the Bengals. They already started 1-3. If they drop this one and go to 1-4, it's hard to imagine them making a huge comeback and getting back into decent playoff shape. The Ravens, meanwhile, were 0-2. They've won two straight. A win here would really set them back on a good course. That should have a lot of stakes. The afternoon window game that I like the best is the 2-2 Green Bay Packers at the 1-3 Los Angeles Rams. The Rams have been beat up a lot. The Packers have been beat up a lot. Jordan Love returned last week, had some pretty impressive statistical numbers for passing and passing touchdowns, had a lot of turnovers, and worst of all, they lost at home to the division rival Vikings. They need to get another win on the road. The Rams, meanwhile, still trying to find ways to win games despite missing a lot of people on the offensive line and missing a lot of key receivers. Sunday night game this week is the Dallas Cowboys at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Cowboys are 2-2, but they will be without Brandon Cooks, who's now on IR with a knee injury. They're also missing Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence. Rest of that defense is banged up. The Steelers, meanwhile, have continued to grow and improve. I like Justin Fields in their starting position. They're likely to be without Jaylen Warren, but I still think the Steelers with that defense are going to be a lot to handle. I would not be surprised to see them move to 4-1. Monday Night Football this week, the 2-2 New Orleans Saints at the 4-0 Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to be overcoming not having Rashee Rice, but they've had a whole week to work on some things. It will be interesting to see who steps up. I still think Xavier Worthy has some good deep ball options. I like Travis Kelce to keep bouncing back. We'll see how that works. It seems like Kareem Hunt is the guy in the backfield there. So that could be an interesting game, could be a lower scoring game. Taysom Hill will be out for the Saints too, when they're missing that Swiss Army knife player. That can have an impact on their offense. Well, that takes care of games of the week. Now it is time to look at some sit start recommendations. Last week, I did pretty well on my sit starts. I was 3-1 on my start recommendations. The only one that didn't quite hit was Chris Godwin, wide receiver 29, just short. I was 2-2 on my sit recommendations. DeAndre Swift and Michael Pittman really sprung to life in a big way. I think Joe Flacco helping Pittman might be a good sign for him again today. They have downgraded Anthony Richardson to doubtful, so it looks like Joe Flacco will be back in there. But let us turn our attention to this week 4 picks. If you don't know how it goes, I usually pick one start and one sit from each of the 4 key positions. And this week, my start, I mentioned I'm still in on him, is Sam Darnold. He's been hot. The Vikings are 4-0. This week, they're at home in London, which, you know, puts a little people off. Some people are also a little bit scared of the matchup with the Jets, but not me. Darnold is QB4 on the season. I am betting on him to continue his hot streak. I think he's easily a QB1 this week. My sit is Derek Carr. You know, Carr and the Saints started hot. He was QB2 after 2 weeks, but
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saints were scoring more than 40 points in each game. Since then, they've come back down to earth quite a bit. The Saints are still a good team. Carr's still a solid super flex option, but I don't see him getting top 12 Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Running backs, this one made me a little nervous after I picked him, but I'm still going with it. My start this week is Brian Robinson Jr. He's a little bit of a game time decision now with some knee injuries, but he has been great when he has been on the field. The Commanders have been a real surprise, 3-1. Jaden Daniels has been a big part of that, but he hasn't done it alone. Robinson has been great. He's sitting as RB14 on the season with at least 10 points in every game. I think the Commanders have a great shot of going 4-1 today. My sit is Najee Harris. You know, I had hoped Arthur Smith might at least be a boon to the Steelers running game, but we just haven't seen it make the impact on Harris we wanted. He's RB30 on the season. He's managing just 10. He managed just 10 points in week 4, even with Jaylen Warren out. Warren could be back this week, which means even more competition for touches, but I think Harris is just a flex play, not a top 24 option. At wide receiver, my start, Stephon Diggs. Do you know Stephon Diggs is wide receiver 9 on the season? He's averaged 17 points per game. But I'm also high on him this week because the Texans are hosting the Bills. That's Diggs' former team. And I suspect there will be an attempt to get him the ball early and for him to make an impact. My sit, meanwhile, is Brandon Ayuk. A couple of times this year, I've recommended a sitting a good receiver who's been off to a cold start, and it's woken them up. So maybe if this is the week that Ayuk finally goes off, you're welcome. But at this point, he's been a flex option at best. He's only wide receiver 59 on the season. He hasn't cracked 10 points or gotten a touchdown this season in a single game. Even when McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle were out in week three, we didn't see either of those things from Brandon Ayuk. Kittle and Deebo are definitely playing this week, and it should be a big rushing matchup for James Mason as they go against the Arizona Cardinals. I think it's going to be another middling game for Ayuk. Lastly, let's bring it to tight ends, and I'm taking a shot here. I'm going with my start being Travis Kelce. Look, I know it has not been a spectacular season, but when Rice was lost last week, his usage went way up. He finished with a season high 15.9 points. He's actually now sitting as tight end 12 on the season overall, even though it hasn't been a great season. It's maybe been a little bit better than you realize, considering what a struggle the tight end position has been. Rice is gone. The Chiefs are at home against a good Saints team. I expect to see Kelce heavily used again. I am firing him up. My sit, Isaiah Likely. Look, Likely was a hero of week one, scoring 26.1 points. And on the strength of that performance alone, he's still tight end 6 on the season. But did you know in the 3 games since, he hasn't even accumulated 5 points in fantasy? He's always a touchdown threat, but you know, the volume just isn't there for me. He is a tight end too. I know I recommended sitting Mark Andrews last week, and you're probably going, who among the pass catchers do I want in Baltimore? And that is a real problem. You know, if you don't have any better options, you could take a shot with Likely, but I don't think he's returning top 12 numbers for you. And I really don't think Zay Flowers is returning top 24 numbers as a passer either. They have leaned heavily, heavily into the running game with both Derrick Henry and Justice Hill and, of course, Lamar Jackson. So it's kind of been a little bit of a crapshoot if you were trying to play a Baltimore Ravens pass catcher. Well, we're getting close to game time for the first window. As I mentioned, 4 game windows on this Sunday. So get ready to buckle yourself in for an even longer Sunday than possibly normal. But I'm going to wrap up with my picks against the spread. Last week, I was 7-9. That brought me to 28-36 on the season. I got off to a good start on week 5. I took the Falcons -1.5. I thought they were going to get the straight up victory, and they did both. They won by 6. So I'm up to 29-36. Let's look at my rest of my picks against the spread. I took the Minnesota Vikings -2.5 over the Jets in London. I think the Vikings get the straight up victory as well. I took the Chicago Bears -3.5 over the Carolina Panthers. I think they also get the straight up victory. I went with Cincinnati Bengals +2.5 at home over the Ravens. I know the Ravens are favored. It probably makes more sense to go with the Ravens. I'm going with the Bengals. I think their backs are against the wall. I think they'll get the straight up victory as well. I took the Miami Dolphins +1.5 in New England. Look, this is a bad matchup of bad teams. I think the Dolphins are slightly better. I think they will get the win. I took the Commanders -3.5 at home over the Cleveland Browns. I like the Commanders this year, and the Browns have been something of a mess. I took the Jacksonville Jaguars -2.5 at home against the Colts. Look, I know the Jaguars are the only winless team in the NFL, but they have done the last few years really well against the Colts. The Colts are likely without Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor. I think the Jaguars will do just enough to eke out a victory at home. Toughest game of the day for me, I took the Houston Texans -1.5 over the Bills. A lot of people are on the Bills to get the road win. I just think the Texans will manage to get it done at home. I took the Denver Broncos -2.5 at home over the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Broncos might be a better team. Maybe not a better offense, but they're looking like a better team. Zamir White also out in this one. Zamir White, Devontae Adams gone. The offenses have not fared well against Denver's defense, and I think that'll be the case again. I took the 49ers -7.5 over the Cardinals at home. I think the 49ers are a really good team, and Cardinals are uneven at best. I took the Packers -3.5 in Los Angeles over the Rams. As I said, I like the Packers this week. I took the Seahawks -6.5 at home against the New York Giants. No Malik Nabers, likely no Devin Singletary. That is going to be a problem for the Giants. I took the Pittsburgh Steelers -2.5 at home against the Cowboys. Cowboys are missing pieces on defense, and they may not have enough offense to overcome a pretty good Pittsburgh defense. I took the Saints +5.5 in Kansas City, but I think the Chiefs will get the outright victory. I just don't think it's going to be a big point spread. So that is my picks against the spread this week. That is all my thoughts on week 5 of the NFL season. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you have a lot of fun. Remember, the London game kicking off here shortly. So we will see how the Jets and the Vikings fare. Until next week, you guys have a...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.